be a minister of the gospel.
Your main job as a maid, as a doctor, as an air hostess, your main job is soul winning. Everything else is part-time. Hear me well. I sat down the first time I saw my father, Pastor Chris. I didn't have money to talk about. You know, you're talking about money to give a seed. I just a small seed somewhere. Maybe my small is big. But that small was very small to where I am now. And I remember being told, if you get in there, he will want to help you. So just agree. I'm getting in there. He's just talking about ministry. He's still talking about this and start talking about this. And we're talking about things that are very, very crucial in the body of Christ. And his heart for me to grow in things. As we sat there, he said, I hear you're building something. I said, yes. What do you want to help? Then he said, wait. Anything you say, I will help you. Anything. You just say anything, I'll be helping you now. I'd already been informed by the people that took me there that if he says it, just tell him. And I was planning on buying a building in UK for £5 million. So 5 million is what we needed because 2 million was easy for us to kind of get. And we would need 5 million to top it to become £7 million. Imagine a man is saying he can give you 5 million. On the spot, I said, I do not need anything from you except this one thing. When you call my name, don't call me prophet. Call me Ubet. No, 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 no. Look at you now. I trusted so much in the action upon his life to turn us into here. If I had taken that money, I would have betrayed his anointing. You know why God made me tall? He needed more places to anoint. With all the anointing, all you can see is money you can borrow. You're short-sighted. I looked at the man and he changed my life. I would have taken money and then be broke. I told you of a story where someone did it to me and they were, that thing was done to them by their spiritual father. I had to do it to Bushiri. A bottle of oil and thousands of dollars, tens of thousands. I lined it up here like this and a big bottle here, like a real big bottle here. And he had heard my story, so he was clever. I said, take what you want. Thousands or the bottle. He said, I know your story. If I look from this point of view and I look at this money, I'm not seeing the anointing bottle. But if I go to the anointing bottle and look through it, I'm still seeing the thousands. So if I take the thousands, I lose the anointing. But if I take the anointing, I get the money. You're missing what I'm talking about now. There is a lot you can do to be a general. What causes this man? By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country. Today, like a mighty rushing wind, angels will be dropping mantles everywhere. Whatever mantle you require now, an unction to function. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac, Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Now hear this, for he looked for a city which is foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. How do you look for a country that doesn't exist? And everything you build is a tent. You live a nomadic lifestyle where you move from one location to the other. And guess what? You are looking for a city who not normal human beings built. God. How did you know? How are you looking for a city that has foundations in the spirit and you want to enter it?
Imagine the type of faith this man needed. And the Bible says, not knowing whither he goeth, he went.
Imagine God says, leave, I'll show you a country. You say, okay, no problem. Where are you going? If I'm going wrong, you will tell me.
Says, you shall walk in this direction, and you shall hear a voice saying, follow you this way.
Some of you, the problem is you have not left. You're still sitting there. Nothing. You're waiting for something to happen to you. God will come and do something. No, start moving. Start moving. You will arrive. Start moving. I said what? I said start moving. Start sojourning. Make yourself a journeyman. Begin to walk.
I don't know. Just maybe dreams will come to me on where I should work.
I've got a cousin who does not apply for the things that he has. Okay, let me explain. This guy, even if he doesn't have a degree in accountants, he sees where it's written, head accountant. He will apply. Now you look at your CV. He has a certain type of look. He is looking somewhere else. You are looking for your CV. What will happen? This season, your name will be in offices where your feet have never entered. Don't worry about it. So you did not pass. So what? Just keep going. One day you arrive at a location and they tell you, I love the way your confidence is. You know, we would do with somebody with this kind of confidence. Please come work with us. Some of you have left your callings to look for other jobs. I'm not by any means undermining a job. But I know a lady, we grew up together. She was called into ministry, but she wanted to be an air hostess. That's just a maid. Okay. I mean, come here. It's just different from locations. You are a maid up. It doesn't matter how you walk. It doesn't matter. I'm not. Let me go to my people. This. Look at them. Look at them. You can tell they're my people. I'm telling you. Am I saying it's a bad job? No. But compared to a calling from God, you see luxury in being in a long tube, pressurized container, giving people food. At least you didn't cook it.
Bring it on.
I know you're here. You're like, I'm canceling this ambition. If that is your calling, so you can win people, you are not a maid. You have a certain calling up there. Is there anything wrong by being a maid? No. But the point is of you thinking you are more special than a maid just because you wear a uniform and you are in a tube. So what is your calling? Then I say, how much do you earn? Is this your salary? So this is what you want to do for the rest of your life. There are people who wear perfume that is equivalent to your yearly salary. They smell like your salary. It's time. I don't care. You might be a doctor. You might be a doctor. It doesn't matter. All medicine is taken from some plants, some this. You're just a herbalist. Imagine when God came to earth. He could have chosen to be an accountant, could have chosen to be a doctor, could have chosen to be an administrator, a politician, a president, a king. He could have chosen that. But when God came down to earth, he became a pastor. No, you see, you missed that. There are celebrities in the realm of the spirit. Don't play around with this occupation. We are celebrities in the spirit.